Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. I got a few guests joining me today. I've got Luke, I've got Becky, I've got Dan, all part of the Sister Lakes Lions Club, getting ready for Labor Day weekend. It's going to be a great time. A lot of big events happening on Saturday. Let's talk about some of the things that are going to be happening. You're going to have fireworks to kind of wrap up the night, but you're going to have a really cool sort of end of summer Labor Day kind of celebration. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we're going to have hot dogs, brats, corn on the grill, a bouncy house, face painting, snow cones, a beer, obviously, and wine. So it should be great. We're looking at kind of a community building event, you know, to send off the summer and say, you know, bye to the summer, and people are wrapping up their cottages and cabins and come out and have a good time and see some fireworks, and let's just get back to being human beings again, let's say.
And hanging out at Sister Lakes is always a good time, any time during the summer, but especially Labor Day weekend. Are you guys going to be doing the face painting?
No? No, I think it's a friend of Becky's. So.
The kids would look very good if I did that.
No. Yeah, their faces would be painted, but it wouldn't be any sort of, you know, tiger or any other animal or whatever things that they wanted to do.
Right. It would be nothing recognizable. That's
right.
For sure.
Right. Now, have you guys done fireworks during Labor Day weekend in the past, or do you do it at usually at a different time?
No, we usually do it on the 4th of July. But, you know, there's so many people that do that out here in Sister Lakes. So we decided, let's do something different and let's, you know, do this on Labor Day weekend. So that's kind of the plan we put together. This is the first time for us to do this here on Labor Day weekend. But we really think it's going to be a hit.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. And that's always a good time. And like you said, there's so many people. I mean, I know when I was hanging out, I think I was in Dowagiac 4th of July weekend, and I just saw fireworks going all from all over the places. And I was trying to figure out where they were coming from. Whether it's somebody's backyard or down by the lake, they'll do that. But you guys are going to do it up and have a great time as we sort of wrap up summer. As a little bit bummed out as some people may be to have to go back to school and kind of wrap up their summer, it's a good way to kind of close it out.
Yeah, I absolutely, I think. And like I said, it's a community building event. We're a volunteer organization. You know, we work on donations and give back to the community. And I think everybody's kind of ready to put all their thoughts aside and just kind of relax and come out and see some fireworks, say goodbye to the summer before we have to go back to the old bump and grind, you know. So should be a great time. Weather's supposed to be beautiful, you know, so everybody should come on out.
Yeah, bring your chairs, bring a blanket. Obviously, we're going to have you there to entertain.
Yeah, we'll be there.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I'll be with our sister station, 97.5 Wine Country, of the Roadhouse out there. We'll have music playing. We'll have all kinds of fun things to do. So as far as food and all that stuff goes, we just need to bring some money to grab some hot dogs, brats, beer, wine, and all the other good stuff, right?
You got it. Yeah. Then, of course, we'll have water popcorn. We also, I want to add, we'll have the Notre Dame Ohio State game on because that's pretty important for us.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't be there at the fireworks if we didn't have that. So for all you guys and women out there that are fans, we'll have that game on also. That starts at 7:30.
And hopefully, if most of us are rooting for Notre Dame, we'll hopefully have fireworks to celebrate a Notre Dame victory. That would be an added bonus.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Great end of the summer send off and a great beginning of the year send off to Notre Dame. So
yeah, and this is, so it's kind of like a tailgate as well.
Yes,
you got it.
I guess it is kind of one big tailgate. You know.
Yeah.
So
what? How long have you guys been planning this? Because I know obviously putting together and not only raising funds for fireworks and doing that, but also just organizing all the festivities. I know Becky, you guys have been really putting this all together for quite some time now. How long does that process take?
Well, I'd say it's been, you know, a good year planning, because I got, you know, you guys on board last fall. So, you know, it's been a good year of planning. And like I said, it's our first time doing it, but let's face it, if you have beer, wine, and food and fireworks, what more do you need? Like I said, you bring your chairs, your blankets, and, you know, come out, have a good time.
And for people that maybe have never been to the Sister Lakes Lions Club, how do we find you guys? This is because this will all be happening at the Lions Club, right?
Yeah, I mean, depending on where you're coming from, obviously, it's right in downtown Sisters Lakes. So if you take Napier to M-152 and then you take a right on 95th Street, it's right up the road on the left. Same thing coming from Dowagiac, mm-hmm. coming that way. If you stay on M-152 and then you take a left on 95th Street, it's right up there on your left. So, yeah. You know, or you could probably Google it or search for it. You know, technology these days, it's pretty easy to find anything that you want. So, you know.
Absolutely. And just look for all the people that are partying and having a good time.
There you go. That's right. That's what we're hoping for.
And when does all the stuff start? Because obviously we'll have fireworks at dusk, but when does everything really kick off?
I think we start at around 5 o'clock. That's when doors will be or people will start showing up, and then gradually they'll just kind of all start coming in, and we should every have everything ready to go by 5:30, you know, as far as food and beer and everything that you need. So.
Awesome.
You know, it's a good family event for everybody too. So bring your kids out. Like I said, let's just enjoy a nice send off of the summer.
We have to prepare for the Notre Dame game.
Yeah. What time? Yeah. I was going to say, what time is kickoff for that game? Because I haven't been keeping track. 7:30. Man, that's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to this. Now, so this is really, I just need to bring money for all the refreshments and all the other activities. Is the face painting, is that going to cost us anything?
The face painting is not going to cost us anything. Okay. We're just paying them up front, and I believe that's the way we're doing that. Okay. And then the bouncy house is free also.
Yeah. Like I said, we are a volunteer organization. So this is all for charity. It's a charitable event. They'll probably be taking donations out when you park and stuff like that. So like I said, anything that people can give really just gets pumped back to the community. We got to start taking care of each other these days and taking care of people in need. You know, yeah. We're not all dealt the same hand in life, and some people need help. So that's what we're kind of, that's the foundation of, you know, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, and not only are the funds that are raised will be able to help you guys be able to continue to do this event every year, but also help you guys do some of the other stuff that you do throughout the year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, we help out the visually impaired. We help out the women's shelter. We help out people in need. We help out school children. I mean, like I said, 100% of our proceeds goes back into just helping out the community and people in need. You know, so the more money we can raise, the better things we can do for people that need help. And that's the most important part, I think.
Yeah. Good families coming together, hanging out on the lake. Can I? So if I have a boat, I could bring my boat and put it out in the water and have a really great view and a fun time as well, right?
Yes. So out of the lakes, Sisters Lakes, all of them have public boat launches, and you could probably see the fireworks from any one of the lakes. So, yeah, just be safe about doing it and be aware of your surroundings and stuff like that. Follow lake rules and, yeah.
Yeah,
have a good time.
Speaking of safety, you're not going to let me light off any of the fireworks. You're going to leave that to the professionals, right?
I believe so. Unless that, you know, you really want to, maybe you could push a button or something. I don't know.
We'll have the Sister Lakes Fire Department out there. So if any emergencies arise, we have safety first.
Yeah, definitely going to need them on call for sure. So if we want to find more information about this and get to know a little bit more about some of the event and details that maybe we might have missed, where is a great place for us to find that stuff?
Sister Lakes Facebook page, okay. Look up Lions Club. I think we have a page there. You can find it there.
Okay, so. Wonderful. That's awesome. I'm really looking forward to this. This should be a great time, a beautiful evening in Sister Lakes, enjoying the fireworks, good times with families, good food, a football game, just the icing on the cake there. Hopefully a Notre Dame victory. That would be nice too. But overall, a really, really good time and a great way to wrap up the summer. Any sponsors or other organizations or anything else you want to give shout outs to for helping you guys put this all together?
Oh boy. State Farm Insurance, Greg Osborne Agency in Dwajak, Jim D's Auto Body in Dwajak.
Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch.
Very supportful of us.
They helped us so much, yeah, tremendously.
They've been great.
Yeah, we did a Blues Fest a couple times in the last couple months, and they've helped us out.
Wonderful.
I think we were talking earlier, too. We were probably going to put you on face paint.
Face painting? You know, I did take some art classes in college, but I won't say that I got good grades. The teachers kind of just gave me puzzled looks most of the time. Like, art is in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
Yeah. Remember, the kids can't actually see what's
that,
on.
That's true. They won't know until the end, till it's all over.
Right.
Dan, anything else you'd like to add about things? Because I know Dan's on the road right now. So, Dan, anything else you'd like to add to the conversation before we wrap this up?
Just want to welcome everybody to come and have a good time and bring their lawn chairs, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it is going to be a fun time, a fun tailgate with the family, enjoy some fireworks, enjoy some delicious food and good times with great people, the community coming together to sort of wrap up summer with the Sister Lakes Lions Club. 95th Avenue, correct, is how we find you guys? Or
correct, yes. Or like I said, you can Google search Sisters Lakes Lions Club. It should pop up, and you can find your way from there.
Well, looking forward to it. It's happening on Saturday in Sister Lakes. Enjoy the fireworks and good times. And I'm gonna be there to hang out with you guys. So that's an added bonus for sure. So looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
All right. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.